Michael Roberts, CKLG Contemporary News at 20 minutes before 7.
A public service message from Cyril White, Chairman of the Workmen's Compensation Board of British Columbia. These days it seems courage is becoming a devalued commodity. Concern for our fellow man seems to have been forgotten, but not by everybody. Let me tell you about Donald Doyle of Prince George. Mr. Doyle is a recent recipient of a Workmen's Compensation Board Award for Bravery, and he really earned it. A fellow workman had become frozen by electric shock to a 4,000-volt fuse. He was held fast with, as witnesses said, fire shooting from his feet and clothing. It was like a ball of fire. Mr. Doyle didn't think about his own safety. He made a flying tackle, knocking his workmate free, and saved his life. The WCB Award for Bravery isn't a reward. It's a recognition of individual courage and selflessness. Donald Doyle displayed those qualities to a high degree, and we are proud to honor him.
An ugly incident marred Prime Minister Trudeau's Toronto visit today when three young men rushed from a crowd on a Toronto island, pushing protest signs in the PM's face. All three men were later taken into custody. One was knocked down and pinned by five policemen. He had carried a sign which read, "Imperialists, get out of Canada." The crowd was angered by the incident. The man on the ground, being kicked and punched by the crowd, screamed, "Long live the Quebec national separatists and down with the American puppet Trudeau." A 59-year-old Surrey man is dead. His wife and son are injured after a two-car collision today on the Trans-Canada Highway 7 miles north of Lytton. Dead is Robert Ray Blossom of 16464 104th Avenue, suffering undetermined injuries, are his wife Hazel and their son.
The helicopter is reported to have crashed at Fort Liard in the Northwest Territories, killing all persons aboard. RCMP officers are withholding names of the victims, and it's not yet known how many persons were killed. Canada today stopped one of two American trains from carrying poison gas through southern Ontario as a shortcut. But despite protests and delays, the two rail shipments continued to move in slow trips to industrial purchasers in the U.S. Cars with liquefied phosgene gas bound for Lockport, New York, pulled out of northwest Indiana today after being stalled for hours at a siding. Canada has refused the train permission to make a shortcut along the north shore of Lake Erie. The shipments, totaling 300 tons, were sold by the U.S. Defense Department from a supply in Colorado. Vancouver swimmers have dominated.
Here it is, the number one sound of McKee's fall fashion chime.
Through the valleys of your mind, the ego trips you take, the fantasies you live inside your dreams. You see the naked truth about yourself and all your ways. Cover up the naked truth with your eyes.
Take a long look at Levi Kors. Kors, the intense you want to be in. Lean and rugged Kors, and McKee's has them. McKee's has them all. In fact, if it's made by Levi's, you'll find it at McKee's, or you just won't find it, because McKee's is Canada's largest suppliers of genuine American Levi's. Before you go back to the books, before you go anywhere, make sure you're with the in-group in Levi's from McKee's. McKee's three stores, Kingsway at night, Hastings at Victoria, and McKee's on Fraser.
CKLG weather.
Just ahead of more music and Steve Wonder, we have a call for a few clouds overnight. Small craft warning for Georgia Strait. Sunny with cloudy intervals tomorrow, low and high 50-67. Sunday outlook mainly cloudy with a few showers. In Victoria, 61, Nanaimo, 67, Vancouver, 69 degrees. Michael Roberts, CKLG, Contemporary News.
In the year 2525, survive they may find.
Hey, we're down to the year 2525, and 30 minutes before 7 o'clock, this is Steve Wonder on a golden weekend.
The Bridget Remagen. Its capture opened the invasion of Hitler's Germany and stunned the German army. The of Bridget Remagen is the dramatic story of a handful of men who changed the course of history. You can see this movie now at the Coronet Theater. George Siegel, Ben Gazzara, Robert Vaughn, Bradford Dillman, and special guest star E.G. Marshall star in The Bridget Remagen, now at the Coronet. When it comes to action, come to Columbia Dodge and see the Magnificent Seven. It's the high-performance line at Columbia Dodge. Dart GT and GTS, Coronet, Super B, Charger, Swinger, and Swinger 340. It's the lineup you've got to get your hands on. More important, Columbia Dodge is the dealer with the money difference, lower prices, and instant realistic financing. Get the money difference on the Magnificent Seven at Columbia Dodge, foot of Kingsway in U.S. Mint.
1965, a monster from Mr. Ian Quinco, brought back in a vintage weekend, 69 degree. Don't forget to watch for the Vox Dragster and Trilogy with the Boss Sharks all in the P&E Parade tomorrow morning. It will turn you on. Ian Woodco with the turn-on song, Golden, at 7 to 9. 7 to say, David, is it true your dad, Murray Goldman, got sent up?
No, he got sent upstairs.
Without my supper.
Well, the carpenters moved in to renovate the Murray Goldman Hastings store.
Go upstairs for terrific back-to-school buys. Flare pants and wild and tame shades, two pair at $7.50.
Slim jeans, two pair at $7.50.
Sports shirts by the hundreds, $1.99, and casual zipper jackets only half price.
Shop the temporary warehouse sale directly above my Murray Goldman shop on Hastings while renovations go on down. Downstairs. And same low prices at my store in beautiful downtown New Westminster.
That's my pop.
The words back to school can mean a terrific strain on any family budget. Let London Drug Optical Department help you. For a limited time only, London Drug Optical makes a special offer. Children up to 12 years, glasses, any prescription, tinted or clear lens, safety lens, if you prefer, only $14.95. Imagine a wide selection of frames to choose from, safety lens at no extra charge and one low, low price, just $14.95. When you take your child's prescription to London Drug Optical Department.
TV Wonder.
Here's the London Drug Optical Department at 14th and Granville. Here's Duke Baxter.
I went down to 42nd Street, thought I'd get a bite to eat. I saw a girl that I liked to meet. You know, she sure looked good.
Baxter, and you know everybody knows Matilda. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, have your automatic transmission checked at absolutely no cost. A sensational free service, yours now from Lee's Automatic Transmission, formerly Ace Transmission, at 1350 East Hastings at Clark Drive. Lee's Automatic Transmission, 1350 East Hastings at Clark Drive.
It's time to come alive. Time to discover the place that has the gift for making friends. The Stardust Roller Fun in North Van and Guilford. The Stardust, where you'll meet the nicest people and hear the hits of 69 and Solid Gold flashbacks. The swinging alive place to go and meet great new people and roller skate to the rhythm of your favorite hits. The place where meeting people is half the fun. The Stardust Roller Fun, North Van and Guilford.
Ladies' night Tuesday at Stardust Guilford and Wednesday at North Van Stardust. Skating from 8 to 11. All gals with male escorts admitted free.
Buick bonus for weekly epic super sale winners entered at Buick. Come in and pick a lucky sailboat at Buick. You may be a big winner, and you'll see the buy of the year in the new 69 General Motors Epic.
TV Wonder,
since 1964, second large one for Diana in the Supremes 4-7. This is Baby Love.
Baby Love.
Supremes, woo, Baby Love, 2 minutes before 7.
What else would have happened
with Victoria? 1 minute before 7 o'clock as we leave into the first of two, Bill Little, Rondell, Boss, and Brown.